There's an outline of the lesson on the back of the bulletin, as it is quite often on Sunday, but we'll be looking at that outline, if you will, if you have it with you, and we won't be using the PowerPoint this morning. But as was read there in Matthew chapter 15, we see that it's possible to disobey God, to transgress against God by obeying the commandments of men. Not only did Jesus talk about in Matthew 15 the danger that some were involving themselves in at that time, but also the danger that's present today if we do not stay with the commandments of God. If we follow the commandments of men, the teaching and doctrines of men, then our worship will be empty. It will be useless. It will be worthless, because it cannot avail anything if it's not according to truth. And over the third epistle of John, John makes it clear that certainly to walk in truth, the truth of God's Word, is absolutely essential if we're going to please God. And John talks about those who would walk in truth, those children who are walking in truth, and how good it is for those who will walk in the truth of God's Word and keep the commandments of God. So we started a series of lessons a couple of weeks ago concerning a religious error, the mistakes that are being made by men today and mistakes that have been made in the past, recording the Old Testament and the New Testament and down through history of mankind, era that goes on in religious matters. And we would like to be able to avoid era, not to make mistakes religiously, but to be able to do that thing which is correct, which pleases God. And to do that, we need to look to God's Word for guidance. So there in Matthew 15, 1 through 9, that was read in the Bible reading, Jesus points out certainly that if we follow for doctrines the teaching and commandments of men, that our worship will be empty or worthless, and the things we do in our life, if we do things contrary to God by following the ways of men instead of God, then what we do is in vain. So to keep God's Word is very important, because John 17 and verse 17, Jesus declared that the Word of God is truth. He said, "Thy word is truth. Sanctify them," or set your children apart through the truth. So if we go after God's word and study it, we can know the truth. And when we know the truth, we understand the truth, and we by faith obey the truth, which is God's word, then we are set apart by the fact that when we obey God by faith and confess Christ, and we are baptized in the waters of baptism that represent the blood of Christ, when we do those things, we're set apart, we're sanctified, because our sins have been washed away. And so the Lord Himself, Acts 2:47, adds us to the body of Christ, to the church. So we're in God's family. So we are set apart because we're blood bought. We're set apart because we're in God's family. We're now actively faithful children of God. So there's a religious error going on today. There have been in the past. And so we need to avoid religious error. And the only way to do that is to practice truth. And if we obey the truth and practice truth in our life and teach the truth, then we'll be set apart because God sets us apart. We'll be set apart by our words and our actions and deeds, because we'll be doing what God asks us to do. We'll be obeying truth. And as a result, we'll be a good example to other people. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 13 through 16, Jesus talked about the fact that those people that would follow Him are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. He says, "Therefore let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what? And glorify the Father which is in heaven." So as Christians, our desire is to know the truth of God and obey the truth, because otherwise we displease God and we can lose our soul. There's error going on religiously, and we need to be able to identify that error and therefore avoid walking in error. We need to avoid mistakes religiously so that we can be pleasing to God then. So God's Word is truth. The truth will set us free from error. It'll set us free from ignorance. And when we obey it, the truth then, John chapter 8, verses 31 and verse 32, when we know the truth and obey the truth, if we abide in the truth and stay with the truth, we can be set free from sin and from free from ignorance, and be free from the fact that we're no longer making mistakes religiously, but we're following the correct rule, the correct standard, which is God's Word, and we're pleasing to Him. So this morning, let's continue thinking about their attitude that we need to have toward, number one, toward God's Word, which is truth. and what it can do for us, and also the attitude that we may have toward error in religion. We need to be able to identify error, and when it comes up, we need to be able to avoid it. So our attitude toward God's Word is very important. Our attitude toward things that are wrong religiously is also very important. So we need to resist the things that's wrong, learn what is wrong by the truth, and when we do that, we can avoid mistakes religiously. So let's talk about God's Word for just a few minutes. On the outline, if you have it, you notice on the second part of the outline, the fact that hearing the Word of God is very important. Not only is it important, hearing the Word of God is absolutely essential. Romans chapter 10, verses 13, matter of fact, verses 13 through 17 talks about the fact of we need to be hearing the Word of God. And if we don't hear the Word of God, we cannot please God. We can't be saved without hearing the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 13 says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved," but there's some stipulations to that. Verse 14 of Romans 10, he says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report?" Now the verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So it's important that we hear truth, that we hear the truth, which is the Word of God. So hear that, then it develops faith, and our faith then obeys, so we please God. So that means we need to stay away from religious error. So hearing the Word of God is very important. It is essential. Matthew 7 and verse 24, when Jesus talked about the wise man and the foolish man, and building the house on the rock and building the house on the sand, he said that whosoever heareth these sayings and doeth them. So hearing the Word of God is important. It's essential. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he'll consider him as a wise man. So to hear the Word of God is very important. We need to have a good attitude toward the hearing of what God has to say. When Peter preached that first gospel sermon in AD 33 on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem, he preached to those Jews about Jesus, the Son of God, and how he had been put to death by even with some of them. And when they heard these words, Acts 2 and verse 37, and when they heard these words, they were pricked in their heart. So for us to be able to know truth and obey the truth and avoid mistakes, we need to hear something. And what is it? We need to hear the Word of God. It's absolutely essential that we hear the Word of God. But then in hearing the Word of God and understanding what we hear, we need to take heed what we hear, and we need to be careful that what we're hearing is from God and not from man. Remember Matthew 15, 1 through 9, that the teaching of the doctrines of men is in vain. We're warned in Galatians 1, 6 through 9 and other places, and the epistle of 3 John about obeying truth and not the commandments of men and not the doctrines of men. So to hear the Word of God is important, and we need to take heed then what we hear. What do we hear? We need to be hearing the Word of God and not that which comes from men. Mark chapter 4 and verse 24, we need to be involved in hearing things that are of God, things that are important. Look to Mark chapter 4 and let's read that verse. Mark chapter 4 and verse 24. Then he said to them, "Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it'll be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given." So hearing the Word of God is important. We need to be taking heed to hearing the Word of God, because it is important what we hear. Matthew 15 and verse 9, again, it's important what we hear, and what we don't need to hear is the teachings for doctrines, the commandments of men, because if we do that and listen to that, it's worthless. We need to be hearing what? Hearing the Word of God. And so, hearing the Word of God is so important. Galatians 1, 6 through 10, I mentioned that earlier, but Paul points out when he wrote to the Christians there in the churches of Galatia concerning the gospel. He said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from the gospel, which is not another gospel, but there are those who would what? Who would pervert the gospel of Christ. Therefore, if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. So what's important for us to hear is to hear the Word of God. That's what we need to be listening to, is the Word of God. And so, listening to the Word of God, and then not only listening to it, but what, when we hear the Word of God, it's important how we hear. Are we hearing with the right attitude? There are some scriptures that emphasize how we need to hear the Word of God. Luke chapter 8, look over there. Luke chapter 8 and verse 18, concerning hearing the Word of God. We need to be the right kind of hearers. It's important how we hear. Luke 8 verse 18, he says, therefore take heed how you hear. How you hear. You know, someone can preach a sermon, someone can read the Bible to us, someone can teach a Bible class and we can sit in it. But we need to be taking heed how we're hearing that word. How are we receiving that word? How are we listening to it? Acts 2 and verse 37 again. They heard in a way that they were moved by that word. They heard and they were pricked in their heart. And Acts 10 and verse 33. Whenever Cornelius called for Peter to come and tell him what he needed to do to be saved. When Peter arrived at Cornelius' house, notice the attitude of Cornelius. Notice his willingness to be willing to listen to the word in the right way. How was Cornelius ready to receive Peter? He said, we are all here, present before you, ready to hear the things that you have to say to us concerning this matter. So, what we hear is important, the Word of God, and how we hear the Word of God is very important. So then we need to have a desire within ourselves to hear that Word of God. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So religious error is rampant today. It's been on the rise through the ages. It's been among men since the beginning of time. But God says He will not accept religious error. So what do we need to do? We need to seek the truth. Hear the truth. Hear God's Word, which is truth. Be sanctified through that truth and have the desire then to know more of that truth. Well, our attitude toward the Word of God or toward truth is very important. Look to Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, we see that those Bereans, the people at Berea, they are referred to sometimes as the noble Bereans. How was their attitude toward the Word of God? Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word with all readiness, searched the Scriptures, and to find out whether these things were so. What kind of attitude did these people have at Berea toward the Word of God? Well, they were noble and fair-minded. They readily received the Word. They wanted to hear the Word of God. They searched the Scriptures. They were interested in the Scriptures. They went into them to find out. They were seeking truth. They were determined to learn what was right. If we don't have that attitude today toward the Scriptures, then we better be careful. Or some man or some men or group of men or some doctrine or some religious body will come along and put something out in front of us and we'll bite on it. And they'll have us hook, line, and sinker and reel us in and we'll be in error before we know it. How can we avoid that? Hear the truth. Listen to it carefully. Take it into our minds and receive it as we ought to with a good attitude. Be fair-minded about it. Well, what should my attitude be toward the truth, the Word of God? Let's look at number 4 on our outline if you have it. The Word of God is important and I need to be ready to hear it. Not only be ready, but I must be ready to hear it. I need to be attentive. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verses 1 through 3, when the children of God were there and the book of the law of the Lord had been found, and the book of the law of the Lord was brought. The people gathered themselves together before the water gate. And they were all ready then to what? To hear the words of the Lord to be read. And He stood up and read the words of the Lord to them. They were ready to hear the Word of God. They assembled themselves together. They were ready to hear. We need to be ready and attentive today to hear the Word of God. Look at Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19 and verse 48. There we see concerning the attitude of being ready to hear the Word of God. It says, the temple was cleansed and the teaching was being done there, and Jesus went in and cleansed the temple, it says, and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear Him. So we need to be concerned about listening to God, listening to His Word, listening to the truth. We need to be ready to hear it. Matthew chapter 13, turn back there. Matthew chapter 13, and we'll begin in verse 10. Matthew 13 and verse 10, and look at a few verses. Verses 10 through 17. Matthew 13, verse 10. And the disciples came and said to Him, why do you speak to them in parables? And He said to this, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even him, what he has will be taken away from him. Verse 13, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. So when it comes to the Word of God, it's important that we be what? Be ready to hear. Or we'll be blinded by error. We'll be deceived by error. Our hearts will be hardened by error. Over in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 10 again, verse 33, mentions the fact that here he is with the right attitude, ready to hear. So we need to be ready to hear the Word of God, and then we need to be willing to hear the Word of God. Over in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 1 through 7, David had committed a grievous sin. He had committed an act with a woman that he had no right to, and then he had someone put to death. And so there in 2 Samuel chapter 12, Nathan came to David, and he told David a parable to illustrate to David, to show David that, David, you're guilty of this sin. And when Nathan told David this parable and it made this illustration to show David that he was guilty, David did what? David took responsibility. He was receptive of what the man said. He took responsibility. He was honest and receptive about that. He took responsibility to the Word of God. And when he did, then he was told that by Nathan that the Lord knows you've sinned, and because of your attitude, He's taken your sin away. And so our attitude to the Word of God, are we receptive? You know, David, when he was shown by Nathan the impact of what he had done, he received those words. And we need to be receptive to the Word of God. Even when we read things that may have an impact on us that says, you know, I need to change. I need to change my attitude. I need to change my ways. I've been guilty of this. I need to repent of this and come out of it. We need to receive the Word of God as it is. That it's working in us then. Be receptive and be honest about receiving the Word of God. And it's a personal responsibility then that we would receive the Word of God in all honesty, and that would fulfill our responsibilities to the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, Isaiah heard the word of the Lord spoken to him, and Isaiah was receptive to that word. He was not only receptive, he was willing to accept his responsibility. He said, here am I, Lord, send me. So when we hear the Word of God, and we receive it with the right attitude, then we ought to not only receive it with the right attitude, but we ought to be acting on it in a way that we fulfill our responsibilities, our personal responsibility to the Word of God. In Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 38, the Ethiopian eunuch, the treasurer for Queen Candace of Ethiopia, had been to Jerusalem for the worship and was on his way back home. And Philip was sent to him, and he ran up and he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? He said, not unless some man guide me. And so he got up in the chair with him and he wrote along, and he began at the same scripture. And notice, when he began at the same scripture, he preached unto him Jesus. Now this man, when he heard what was being read, he received it with the right attitude, And then he took responsibility for what he was hearing from those scriptures. And he came to a certain water and he said, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, thou mayest." And he went down to the water and he baptized. And you see, when we hear the Word of God and we learn something that we have responsibility to do, then we need to take responsibility and do that. Or maybe it's something we are doing, and we hear from someone from the Scriptures that it's something we need not to do and we need to change it. We need to take responsibility to that. And that leads us over to Acts chapter 8, verses 9 through 24. There was a preaching going on down in Samaria, and there were many people who were believing, and they were watching the signs and wonders. The Word of God was being preached, and they were receiving the Word and being baptized. And Simon the sorcerer also, seeing and hearing, he believed and he was baptized. But then as he witnessed the signs and wonders and miracles of the apostle that was being worked, he tried to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit with money, and Peter said, "You have no part nor lot with this matter." And what he told him was, "Simon, you need to repent of this, thy wickedness, and pray God the thought of thy heart might be forgiven you." Well, now, when he was reprimanded, when he was pointed out that you're in the wrong wrong place, you're caught up, you know, in the bond of iniquity, you're caught up in sin. Well, he said, "Will you pray with me and for me?" He received what the man of God was telling him as the Word of God. He heard it with the right attitude, and he took responsibility for it. And they prayed for him; he was forgiven. You see, that's what God's Word is. It's there for us to hear, and we need to take heed how we hear it. We need to make sure we're hearing the Word of God, and the Word of God only, and knowing the truth only, which comes from God. And when we hear that, we receive it in the right attitude. We take responsibility for ourselves, and we accept that responsibility, and we have an attitude then to obey it. Matter of fact, obedience is required to the Word of God. James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. James talks about, "Whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, and not being a forgetful hearer, he'll be blessed in his deed." We need to hear the Word of God because it can cleanse us from our sins. It is the mirror of the soul. And if we go to it, it can let us see who we are, and it can cleanse our soul from sins when we obey it, the blood of Christ. Attitude's important to the Word of God. We need to hear it and do it. Matthew chapter 7, beginning of verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but what? He that doeth what? The will of the Father which is in heaven." And he goes on and talks in those same scriptures, even beginning back up earlier, Matthew 7, earlier in that chapter, going all the way through several verses in that chapter, he points out to follow man and to follow things that are wrong will not be accepted. We've got to hear the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and obey the Word of God, receive it with the right attitude if we're going to please God and get to heaven. So, how important is it for me and you to have the right attitude toward truth? How important is it for you and I to be able to know truth so we can identify error and not get caught up in it? How important is it then that we would receive the truth of God and apply it to our hearts, that we would avoid making the same religious mistakes so many other people make, who just simply close their Bible and make up their own mind and say, "I'm going to do this no matter what the Bible says because I feel good about it." Just feeling good about something doesn't make it right. Just because the majority of other people's doing it doesn't make it right. Just because someone comes up with something new doesn't make it right. Just because someone's been practicing something for years and it's the traditions of men and the doctrines of men, if it's not according to truth, then it's not right. We need to stay away from it. We need to have the right attitude toward truth and toward error, avoid error, know the truth so we can know what error is and stay away from error. Because the Word of God is the standard that you and I are going to be judged by. John 12, verse 48. John 12, verse 48, concerning Jesus, he said, "He who rejects me and receiveth and does not receive what I say, my words, has that which judges him. The words that I have spoken to you will judge him in the last day." Also in Romans 2 and verse 16, we need to understand that in the last day, in that day, when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to what? According to my gospel. So we're going to be judged by the words of God. So we need to be taking heed to what the Word says how we hear it, and what we do with it. Have a good receptive attitude. I talked to a man just yesterday, and we talked about some things concerning his faith and where he and his wife attend services and where they used to attend services up till a couple of years ago. And he talked about why he left the place he did. Matter of fact, the place he was worshiping was a place that wears men's names, that practices some things that men want to practice rather than God. And this man had a good heart. He said, I even talked to the preacher and told the preacher that he wasn't feeding us the right things. And he said, I told him that several times because he said, I just didn't believe we were getting fed the Word of God. Yet this man, he left there and went to another place that's following the doctrines of men. And his words to me was, he said, you know, I don't agree with everything they teach there either. But I feel better about being there than I did where I did before. How do you get through to people to understand that really the only thing you ought to feel good about is knowing that what's being taught is the Word of God. And what is being done of the truth and according to truth because it's from the Word of God. That's the only thing we have the right option in, is to go to the truth and obey the truth and obey God. So our attitude needs to be to obey the Word of God. It's important because we're going to be judged by it. Matter of fact, in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, Jesus gave the illustrations of, in that day, all nations will be gathered before Him like sheep and goat. And He's going to separate the goats on the left and the sheep on the right. Those that have not done what He said to eternal punishment and torment. And those that have done good, those who have obeyed His commandments, will hear Him say, come ye blessed of my Father, enter the joys of the Lord. The Word of God is so important. We need to take heed to it. We need to be willing to obey it. Hearing the truth and obeying it is essential to my salvation. It's essential to your salvation. The Lord's willing, we'll continue over the next few weeks. Not this Sunday or next Sunday, but after that, the Lord willing, we'll have a few other lessons concerning religious error and the importance of knowing the truth of God, understanding the Word of God, and obeying the Word of God so we don't get caught up in mistakes religiously, we don't get caught up in the error of the doctrines and commandments of men, and that we don't get led astray by things going on around us that are not according to truth. God's Word is truth. Let us obey the truth. I hope the lesson this morning will encourage each and every one of us to do what Alan mentioned in his class this morning, and that is study the Word of God. Study it. Learn it. Take heed how we hear. Take heed what we do with it. Do with it what we're told to do with it. Heed the warnings that are found within it. Obey the admonitions and commands that are there, and we can please God. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, the Bible teaches that we need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Be willing to confess that, repent of our sins, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. And if we do that, then the Lord Himself will add us to God's family, the church, and we'll be set apart as His children. If you're here this morning and you're a child of God and maybe something's in your life that's not right, maybe you failed or you've transgressed and you need to correct it in a public way, if we can help you with that, please come as we stand and as we sing.